This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. This evening, Boston University marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with a service at Marsh Chapel. King earned a Ph.D. in systematic theology at BU in 1955, and delivering the sermon tonight is Cornell William Brooks. He's a visiting professor at BU and, like King, earned a graduate theology degree from the university. He's a minister and a lawyer, and he served as president and CEO of the NAACP from 2014 to 2017. He says during that time, he experienced death threats and protests from the KKK. We met with Brooks earlier today in his office as he was preparing his sermon. He says his message focuses on King's legacy being alive and relevant to the present day.
It is a profound insult to the life and legacy of Dr. King to nostalgically commemorate him as opposed to presently imitating him. If we pay less attention to the urgency of Dr. King's message on April 5th than we did on April 4th, April 4th was a holiday, not a sacred moment.
Brooks was just 7 years old when King was assassinated. He was living in Washington, D.C.
I remember fires and police cars because Washington literally was set aflame. And I didn't fully understand why we were getting out of school, what these fires were about. I came to understand that later. And I grew up, literally in the bosom of the black church, where in Sunday school, even if your church had an air conditioner, everyone had these fans with what they called the three apostles of freedom, John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King. And so for little children, Dr. King was canonized as a saint immediately.
Years later in college, Brooks had a profound experience. He says it helped lead him to a career that's been entirely influenced by Martin Luther King's teachings of nonviolence and social justice. A speaker at his school asked some tough questions that led Brooks to read the entire Constitution, the entire Bible, and all of King's writings.
He had the moral grandeur and the kind of magisterial sense of purpose that he had as a 30-year-old. He literally had in college. So this whole idea that the young people cannot be responsibly charged with the responsibility of changing the country is in fact ahistorical and incorrect.
Brooks says in this time of deep division in our country, the activism he sees among young people of every hue and heritage encourages him. He wants to inspire a new generation of civil rights activists to plumb the depths of Martin Luther King's philosophy, to not just admire King, but read his works extensively.
We've all drawn from his testament and testimony that no matter how deep the divisions, no matter how rancorous the debate, no matter how tempting the hate, love is our only option. And that is the consensus view in this country, right? So no matter how divided we are as Americans, people in the main believe love is our only option. So where you have 950 to 1,000 people killed at the hands of the police every year, where we've had Tamir Rice at 12 years old, Jordan Edwards at 15 years old, Eric Gardner, who was a grandfather, all of these deaths, and we're yet wrestling with how do we nonviolently address the problem. Dr. King's message is so morally urgent. You have to understand it. You got to read about it. You got to study it. And that's what this day is about. So, if all we do is watch television and tweet, it's not a good thing. In many places, we have not only people at one another's throats, we have social media giving them further inspiration. But on the other hand, we have Dr. King as an example, as an apostle of love, who from the grave, literally, from the grave through his teachings, his writing, the eloquence of his example, offers us an ongoing lesson on how to love.
Reverend Cornell William Brooks, a visiting professor at the schools of theology and law at Boston University and former president of the NAACP. He's delivering the sermon this evening at Boston University's service commemorating the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr.